shoes and shoes. It's Jesus in the everyday, me and you. The good news and shoes.
This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is Diane Clark, host of the Walking with Jesus radio show that airs Sundays at 10:30 a.m., Wednesdays at 1 p.m., and Fridays at midnight. Join us as we focus on faith and resting in God's presence and let His peace guide us through the storms in life. That's Walking with Jesus with Diane Clark on WCNO.
What you doing next Saturday?
Nothing. Why do you ask, Justin?
I wanted to invite you to my housewarming party.
I'd love to come. How were you able to afford a home? You've always rented just like me.
A friend told me about Ed Myers.
Who?
Ed Myers. He's a realtor with Century 21 All Professional here on the Treasure Coast. Ed told me about a great financing program for first-time buyers.
What program?
Well, if you're a first-time buyer or haven't owned a home in the last 3 years, you could qualify for up to $10,000 in down payment assistance and move into a home with little money of your own. With home prices and interest rates going up, there's no better time to buy a home than now, and no more landlord.
This sounds like something I need to check out. What's Ed Meyer's number?
772-342-0047.
What's that again?
772-342-0047.
I'm calling Ed Myers today. Maybe you could come to my housewarming party soon.
I'll be there.
The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Access Able Designs and owner Alan Garrett for their underwriting support of this week's program.
Hello, my name is Alan Garrett, and I'm the owner of Access Able Designs. A diving accident 31 years ago changed my life physically in a way that left me quadriplegic. However, 15 years ago, I dove into Jesus Christ, which changed my life spiritually forever. The combination of the two have given me the unique opportunity to help others. At Access Able Designs, we offer a creative line of bathroom accessibility products, such as folding shower and bathtub benches, as well as our exclusive patented toilet transfer bench. Our products are commercial grade, stainless steel construction, and built to last. They're also available in custom sizes. Our line of ADA compliant swimming pool lifts are a big seller with hotels, commercial properties, and homeowners. Our products can be seen at accessabledesigns.com, as well as my personal life story. I look forward to hearing from you. For more information, you can contact us at 877-853-7816. That number again is 877-853-7816.
Good morning. I'm Pastor Ed Day, Executive Pastor at Truth Church, your host for the Revealing Truth radio broadcast. I want to invite you to listen in today as Pastor Jason Bumgardner takes us on a journey through God's Word that will reveal truths for our lives. John 8:32 says, "And we shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." So grab a pen, take some notes, and let the Holy Spirit reveal the Father's heart to you.
People walk around all the time. Well, basically everybody, most people are good. No! No! Everybody at their core is evil. I hope I didn't insult you, but that's the truth. We're basically very selfish. We basically want someone to cater to us. We basically want to have our way. I get so tripped out, and I go to funerals, and I do funerals, and everybody wants to stand up and talk about how good they were, and oh, we just go miss them so much. They were just wonderful, and just think, you know, it's just, oh, there's a star in heaven for you. No. You know they lived like hell when they were here. You know they were full of sin. You know they never acknowledged Jesus Christ. You know they were bad. You're just trying to make yourself feel good so you don't have to deal with the fact that they're going to hell because you got some kind of an emotional attachment to them. Well, that might be a little bit too much truth for some of you, but listen, that's the truth. Listen, everybody is not a child of God. Hear me. Everybody is a creation of God. Every single living human being is a creation of God, but not everybody is a child of God. You don't become a child of God until you become born again by the Spirit of God. That's what Jesus taught. Amen. He says, to as many as would receive him, to them he gave the power to be sons of God. You got to receive him in your life first. You're not going to hear this on TBN, so you might as well just go ahead and listen. But this is truth. Amen. I believe that God is raising up families that know how to have convictions. And number three, there has to be a continual pursuit of the purposes of God. There has to be a continual pursuit of the purposes of God if your family is going to matter. Proverbs 19:21 says, we as humans just keep brainstorming options and plans, but it's God's purposes that will prevail in the earth. You know, there's a lot of things in life that's unpredictable. Can we agree to that? There's so many things that are unpredictable. The economy is unpredictable. The judicial system is unpredictable. Some of you could go to work tomorrow and not have a job. It's unpredictable. How many know your health isn't predictable? You could be in a picture of health today and go get a report from the doctor tomorrow and your whole world come crashing in. There are a lot of things in the world that are not predictable, but there is one thing that is constant, and that is the purposes of God for your life. That's the only constant, that God has purpose for your life. It's constant. I really believe God's doing something on the Treasure Coast. I really do. That his purposes will be revealed through his people, and that we're going to be a part of it. Amen. And listen, we're not going to survive the days that are coming in the culture, because the culture is getting more evil and more evil and more evil. If we just got a bunch of passive Christians that act like a bunch of sissies that won't stand up for what's right. The culture will overrun your children. You might be strong, but if you don't put it in them, they're not going to be strong. And they will be taken by the culture. We have to learn how to be the people of the kingdom of God. I watch people all the time. They come, they get plugged into church, and they start getting plugged into the body of believers, and they go, you know, what do you want me to do? And the next thing you know, they're gone. They just disappear. They were here worshiping one Sunday, and then you don't see them anymore. 3 months, 6 months, 2 years later, you see them again. They show up, and you say, hey, man, where you been? What happened to you? Well, you know, Pastor, I fell in love. She was great. She was awesome. Things were going so good. And then I discovered about a year into it that she was absolutely crazy. And she wanted to kill me. Some of y'all bear witness with that, don't you? Oh, you know how it is, Pastor, when you fall in love. You know how it is. Your mind is just somewhere else. You can't focus on church. Or they come in and say, well, you know, Pastor, we haven't been there for 6 months because we've been building our dream home. We're trying to build our dream house. And every weekend, we're just so tired from working on Saturday that it's our family day. We're just worshiping Jesus at home. We're just going to have some Jesus time in the bed, and I'm going to climb, you know, God's good. Hallelujah. He's so good. Or they say things like this. Well, Pastor, you know, the car ain't got no gas. I ain't got no work. The economy just fell out, and I had to make a choice if I was going to go fishing Saturday or come to church Sunday. And they were biting, Pastor. Or Pastor, I know I was coming to church. I got to know some people, and I thought that, you know, that was a church of love, and they really hurt my feelings. They hurt me, and now I just staying out here. I'm not pursuing the will of God for my life anymore because Bubba offended me. Bubba, he's so mean. Why do you got Bubba being an usher anyway? Listen, you cannot let what anybody says to you move you off the purposes of God. You cannot let things in your life move you off the purposes of God. Listen, let me just say this to you about Truth Church. Let me just get this up front right now. If you have never been offended at Truth Church, stick around. Okay? It's coming. And you know why I know it's coming? Because the Bible says in Luke 17, Jesus taught this. One thing that is constant in your life is offenses will come. You will always have the opportunity to be offended. Jesus said you're going to have the opportunity to get offended. It's inevitable. Offenses will come. guess what? Some of your closest friends are going to offend you. Some of your closest family members will offend you. I guarantee you that the pastor will offend you from time to time, because your pastor is not perfect. And sometimes words escape his lips before the Holy Ghost can hold them back inside of him. That's why we need grace for each other. Come on, amen. I might have already offended some of you this morning, because I know this ain't a message for everybody, but it is really a message for all of us. If you'll take it, amen. We have got to continually pursue the purposes of God. You know, there was an Olympic female skier who, she won some bunch of gold medals, and she started doing this extreme skiing. Y'all know what extreme skiing is? They drop you out of a helicopter on the side of a cliff, and you ski through woods. I mean, 50, 60 miles an hour through the woods on skis. I guess if you're not very good, everybody will know it, because you'll have tree imprinted on your face. I'll tell you what. Anyway, she was being interviewed. Watch this. She was being interviewed, and they're asking her. They said, how do you do it? How do you fly through the woods at 50, 60 miles an hour? And this is what she said. This is brilliant. I loved it. It changed my life. She said, when I'm skiing, I look for the openings. We got so many people in the church looking for the trees. She said, I just look for the openings. Come on, let me just tell you, when you're in the middle of your storm, stop looking at the storm and look for the opening. When you're in the middle of your pressure, when all hell has broken loose in your life, when you've had it up to here and you can't take anything else, look for the openings, because my God said he will make a way where there seems to be no way. You just got to look for the opening and step through it. The next one I want to give you is this. If we're going to have families that last, if your family is going to matter, character counts. Character matters. Romans 8:29 says, he who foreknew us predestined us to be conformed to the image of his son. Meaning that once I'm born again, God begins to work in my life to what? To help me look like Jesus. So the more that I seek God, the more that I look like Jesus. This is not a have-to religion. What makes Christianity different than every other religion on the face of the planet is every other religion says you have to do this. You have to pray. You have to kneel down six times and face east. You have to meditate. You have to be good. You have to look right. You have to sound right. Not Christianity, baby. Christianity says, come and know Jesus. Let Jesus change your life. And then you get to be good. You get to look right. You get to have freedom. You get to walk. Oh, come on. You ain't got to do none of it. I tell people all the time, you ain't got to come to church Sunday morning. You get to. What's wrong with you? Why are you missing church? You get to go. Do you know that you have over 700 million brothers and sisters in the world today that do not get to go to church? Right now, they're hunting Christians in Iraq, pulling them out of their house, dousing them with gasoline, and setting them on fire in the street because they will not say Allah Akbar. You get to go to church. You get to worship God. That's pretty cool stuff, isn't it? How many of you found out when you got saved, everything that was bad in your life didn't automatically disappear? Huh? So what happens is God begins to work in my life to conform me and to shape me into the image of his son. That's why in 1 John he writes, beloved, it does not yet appear what we shall be, but when we see him, we know this, that when we see him, we will be like him. Hallelujah. Because why? God is not trying to get you to look like Truth Church. He's not trying to get you to look like your favorite evangelist on TV. He's not trying to get you to look like your favorite sports star. God's trying to get you to look like Jesus. To look like Jesus. And how many of you know to look like Jesus, then you got to allow God to shape your character, to work in your life.
And now we're going to take a break from the message. We will be rejoining Pastor Jason in just a minute, but first I want to take the opportunity to tell you about Truth Church. Truth Church is located in the heart of St. Lucie County at 3891 Edwards Road in Fort Pierce. Our Sunday worship services are 9 a.m. and 11 a.m. Truth Church is a non-denominational Pentecostal church. There is ministry for the whole family at Truth Church. Whether it's children's church, youth group, or senior meetings, there's something for everyone. If you're new to the area or you're looking for a home church, we invite you to come and join us. First, you will be our guest, then you will be our family. Truth Church, a place for the whole family.
I'm praising under open skies, everything breathing, praising God. You're my company.
I mean, a reputation is what people think you are, but character is what you know you are. Sometimes you can try hard to have a good reputation, but if people just think you're evil, it don't matter. Listen, you might not know this about your pastor if you don't spend any time on Facebook. I get slaughtered daily on Facebook. Thank you, Lisa. I don't know, but Lisa threw something up on Facebook in defense of her pastor. Thank you for that. I was getting slaughtered yesterday again, and Lisa had enough and put her foot down. It was pretty brilliant. Reputation is what people think you are. Character is what you know you are. Your character and your reputation are not the same, because there are some people that have a great reputation, but they got poor character. That word character literally means engraving, something that's been engraved, something that's been written on you. You know, for all the people that just somehow believe that God threw the law out and there's nothing that, you know, you can do to make... Listen, there is nothing that you can do to make yourself acceptable to Jesus. He's already done it. But listen to me closely. God didn't throw the law out. He didn't just excommunicate the law. We're not subject to the law, the written law anymore. We're subject to the law of the Spirit. And God says, I didn't just throw the law out. What was written on stones that was external for Moses, I've come now and written it on your heart. So now the law of God is written on our hearts. So if we live the life of the Spirit, then we have manifesting in our life the good works of God. We begin to look like Jesus. That's why if you get in an argument with your husband and a wife, and you're arguing and you're fighting, all of a sudden you'll feel this thing on the inside of you and say, well, that's not like Jesus. And you say, whoa, wait a minute. I'm acting like Jason B.C. This is Jason B.C. before Christ. Let me just hold on, wait a minute, put a little Jesus in it. Baby, I'm sorry. I got in the flesh and I shouldn't have never told you to shut up. Huh? So half of y'all got saved right there. We got to keep Jesus in it, amen? Listen, guys, hear me, guys. You're in that room and you're just kind of being yourself, you know, and, you know, you look in the mirror and you think, oh, I'm looking all right. I'm doing all right. You walk in the room and Miss Beauty Hottie walks in, and all of a sudden that natural little instinct to flirt comes on. How you doing? Here, can I get you a coffee? Can I fix you a coffee? Listen, when you start doing that, you hear that little thing come up in your heart and say, you better get out of that room. You better get out of that room. Because Honey Boo Boo back at home is not going to be too happy about you flirting with little Miss Hottie down at the coffee stand. That's why we need Jesus. We got to allow God to shape character in our life. And how does he do that? Sometimes he uses pressure. I mean, charcoal is just common charcoal until you put charcoal under extreme pressure, and then it becomes diamonds. God uses pressure to work character in our life, and that's what James talks about. That's what the Apostle Peter talks about. He says, don't count it strange when you encounter all kinds of various trials and tribulations, knowing that this trying is bringing forth character in your life that will cause you to be perfect, lacking in nothing. In other words, the challenges of your life is what makes you perfect. When you make it through the pressure, when you learn how to trust God walking through the storms, it's how God perfects you. It gives you character. Character is what you are when you're all alone, when nobody's watching. You want to gauge your character? See what's going through your mind when nobody's around. Check yourself before you wreck yourself. The other thing he uses to bring character in your life is people. God bless them. People. I mean, sometimes people are like polishing cloths. They're just soft. We just love you. You're a blessing. Can I help you? Can I just encourage you? And then there's other people in your life that they're not a polishing cloth. They're sandpaper. And you've been running from them people and running from them people and running from them. Everywhere you go, sandpaper shows up. What you need to do is just go ahead and work them into your life and deal with it. Because God is trying to smooth out some of the rough edges of your life with some other people in your life that you don't want to have nothing to do with. Somebody say, I need some sandpaper. How many of your gift and your character are not the same? In fact, your gift and your ability can get you into some places that unless your character is right, your gift can't keep you there. Because really what gives you longevity is your character. Somebody say character. It's not gifting. You could be the most talented, the most gifted carpenter in all the world, but if people do business with you two or three times and figure out that you're a lie and a cheat, you ain't gonna have no business. I don't care how good you can swing a hammer. The last point I want to give you this morning, and we're done, is this. The community of faith. If your family is going to matter, you got to learn how to love the church. Listen, if your family is going to matter, you have to learn how to love the house of God, to make the house of God a priority in your life, to give God the preeminent spot of your heart. Say, God, I'm going to take 2 hours out of my schedule this week and I'm going to prioritize you in it. Nothing else matters. Nothing else is more important than you, God. And I know that when I prioritize you, that everything else in my life gets prioritized. See, we've got to learn how to celebrate together, to have this community of faith together, to count on each other. Because we're all at different places in our walk. We're all struggling in different areas. I told you at the beginning of this message, many of us have children that have walked away from us. Many of us have parents that are estranged. Many of us have been through divorce or going through divorce or suffering with all kinds of custody issues and problems, and there's been hurt feelings and financial obligations and financial pressures, and it just feels like our families have been ripped apart. Well, how do you handle that? It's by coming together in a community of faith and hanging out with brothers and sisters that love you, not isolating. Building relationships with people that will pray for you, that will care for you, that will get involved in your life.
Thank you for joining us today for The Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Bumgarner. I hope you'll tune in again each day, Monday through Friday at 11 a.m. right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. To obtain your copy of this message, please send your check for $5 for shipping and handling to 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida 34981. To pay by phone or to make a love gift, you can call 772-461-8555. For more exciting information on our church, you can check us out on the web at igniteyourworld.com. I'm your host, Ed Day. See you next time on The Revealing Truth. Revealing Truth Radio Broadcast thanks Access Able Designs and owner Alan Garrett for their underwriting support of this week's program.
Hello, my name is Alan Garrett, and I'm the owner of Access Able Designs. A diving accident 31 years ago changed my life physically in a way that left me quadriplegic. However, 15 years ago, I dove into Jesus Christ, which changed my life spiritually forever. The combination of the two have given me the unique opportunity to help others. At Access Able Designs, we offer a creative line of bathroom accessibility products, such as folding shower and bathtub benches, as well as our exclusive patented toilet transfer bench. Our products are commercial grade, stainless steel construction, and built to last. They're also available in custom sizes. Our line of ADA compliant swimming pool lifts are a big seller with hotels, commercial properties, and homeowners. Our products can be seen at accessabledesigns.com, as well as my personal life story. I look forward to hearing from you. For more information, you can contact us at 877-853-7816. That number again is 877-853-7816.
Hey, Billy, what you doing next Saturday?
Nothing. Why do you ask, Justin?
I wanted to invite you to my housewarming party.
I'd love to come. How were you able to afford a home? You've always rented just like me.
A friend told me about Ed Myers.
Who?
Ed Myers. He's a realtor with Century 21 All Professional here on the Treasure Coast. Ed told me about a great financing program for first-time buyers.
What program?
Well, if you're a first-time buyer or haven't owned a home in the last 3 years, you could qualify for up to $10,000 in down payment assistance and move into a home with little money of your own. With home prices and interest rates going up, there's no better time to buy a home than now, and no more landlord.
This sounds like something I need to check out. What's Ed Meyer's number?
772-342-0047.
What's that again?
772-342-0047.
I'm calling Ed Meyer's today. Maybe you could come to my housewarming party soon.
I'll be there.
Ignite Your World Ministries, Truth Church, and all its affiliate ministries thanks Destiny Network and Bishop Tony Miller. Destiny Network International exists to serve pastors, local churches, and ministry leaders that make up Destiny Network International. For more information on joining the Destiny Network, go to www.destinynetwork.org.